Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from Beaver Parish Church.
This morning's reading is from Philippians, beginning at chapter 3, verse 12, and continuing to chapter 4, verse 1. It can be found on page 1180 in your pew Bibles. Pressing on towards the goal. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For, as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us to this place. We just ask that you would settle our minds and open our hearts and our ears that we may hear what you have to say to us. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we've made it again. 2019 has ended, and we have entered into a new decade, that of the year 2020. At this time of the year, we always look back at what has taken place during the previous 12 months. For some, it has been a great year, with births and marriages among family friends. Lives have been changed with new opportunities presenting themselves, things which we, only this time last year, could never have imagined. For some, 2019 was a great year, something that would be very hard to beat. Then for others, it will be a year to forget. It possibly felt like disaster from the 1st of January until the 31st of December. Things include the death of someone very close, be it a family member or a dear friend, the loss of a much needed and happy job, a sudden illness in which you have had to make drastic changes to your life, or even a wayward family member. All these things, whether good or bad, have made an impact on our personal lives, and church life is no different. The parish here in Beaver is no different. As a church family, we have welcomed new faces to the ministry team who are trying to make progress into new and exciting ways that we worship and meet together. May I encourage you all by saying how welcomed you made me feel. And I'm sure I speak for the others as well. The sheer number of babies that have been baptized is as much evidence of a growing church. I have lost count. I don't know how many since I come alone. We as a congregation need to encourage those families, as you have promised this morning with the baptism of Timothy. Look at the promises you have made at the start of the service. If we all lived up to what? If we all lived up to that, how much more wonderful would this place be? But also in 2020, may you continue in the love, the prayers, and support you give to those who are going through difficult times. A new year is often a time when we think of possible changes to the way we do things or our behavior. We make pledges to change our lifestyle, and usually by this stage, they are gone and forgotten about. We pledge to go to the gym. I make that every year, but it never works. We pledge to eat more healthier. That's another one out the window. We pledge to be more of a friend and just in general be a better person. These are the things that we all think about doing and never really get round to doing any of it. So what about doing something that will really make a difference and in the process actually enjoy it? Things like, I got these off the internet, so forgive me, they're not my ideas. Take a photograph in 5 different interesting places this year. Make a new friend each month. Learn something you never learned as a child. And do something nice for others every day. That might actually sound difficult, but if we focus our minds on such things, that will literally help others or ourselves, then there might be more of a possibility of actually carrying them out. Just imagine the feeling of accomplishment when they are done. We need to set ourselves targets to reach, or else we will go nowhere and do nothing. We plan things in advance and then spend our time working to get things ready and prepared so that everything runs smoothly and that all possible problems are avoided. We do this with the small things in life, things that in the grand scale of things don't really matter. In life, if something is not completed in time, it is not the end of the world. I just wish my tutors would understand that in college. But the one thing that we do need to do, we need to be prepared for it right now, is the second coming of Jesus Christ to this earth. Yes, we have just celebrated his first coming in that stable in Bethlehem on that first Christmas morning. But no one knows when he is coming back, only God himself. As the title of the passage of scripture, which was read earlier from my Bible, tells me, it says that we should be pressing toward the goal. We should be looking forward to it. So turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter 3, as we work our way through this passage. While we are not looking at the whole chapter, if we read it all, we would have noticed that it is divided up into Paul's past, his present, and his future. So today we are going to look at the latter two and seeing how we fall into the same situation as Paul. The thing to remember is that Paul was in prison. We know this because 3 times in chapter 1, he says, I am in chains. You might think that under the circumstances, Paul would have given up. But as we know, he was an ambassador for Christ right until the end of his life. Mind you, that was a major change from where we first hear tell of him, mentioned in the Bible as Saul. And we all know the story there. Paul, from the most unlikely backgrounds, became one of the most influential leaders of the early Christian church, and is traditionally considered the author of 13 out of the 27 books of the New Testament. And we come up with all the excuses of the day as to why we feel we are unworthy to do things in church. Do you not think that Paul had much better excuses than we do? Turning to verse 12, Paul tells us that he is pressing on to take hold of what for which Christ Jesus took hold of him. Jesus Christ, the perfect one, was with Paul, being his helper and companion ever since that day on the road to Damascus. But Paul never once thought he was equal with Jesus. Never once thought that he was good enough. Something I believe we all, even as committed Christians, need to think about. Sometimes we believe that if we do something small, that is all that is required, and then we can forget about it. That is not the case. As Christians, we need to be working tirelessly for the kingdom of God. Paul was still encouraging the people by writing from the prison cell, even when he was close to death himself. Never once did he give up, and neither should we. There is always something that needs doing, and we are just the people to do that. We have all done things in the past that we are not proud of, none more so than Paul himself. But he is looking forward to the day when, as verse 14 tells us, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's faith journey on earth was not finished. He still had work to do, and the prize would only come when he reached heaven. Remember the words of Paul to Timothy as he was coming towards his own death. We have them recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. It is only then that we reach the goal. We have to keep working until we get there. For some of us, that might even be during this coming year. And for others, it could be years down the line. None of us know when that will be. In verse 17, we are told that we should be working with whatever abilities we have. We are all different, and the tasks and abilities we are able to do are different as well. Not everyone will climb the steps into a pulpit, but you all have a phone and a voice. Some words of encouragement to a lonely person this year could be all it takes for that person to feel loved and cared for. The simple things in life that mean so much to those who are on the receiving end. Remember the parable Jesus told about the talents in Matthew chapter 25. Each of the servants were given money, each to their own ability, and were asked to put it to work. Two succeeded, and one didn't. The two who succeeded were rewarded, and the one who did nothing was thrown out. Do you want that to happen to you? I don't think so. So find out what you're good at and use it in whatever way you can to serve and to please God. 2020 is not only the start of a new year, but as I have also said, it's the start of a new decade. And what better time would it be to undertake to come along to church as often as you can? In verse 17, Paul says, join with others in following my example. Some say that they don't need to come to church to be a committed Christian. But I want you to think of this image. You're sitting at home with a roaring fire going up the chimney. All of a sudden, a single piece of coal falls out onto the hearth. While it remains glowing bright red and hot, it will only last for a short period of time. It will eventually go out and just remain as a single piece of coal. But when you pick it up and put it back in the fire, it starts glowing again. The same is with us. If we don't come to church, our passion, our eagerness will diminish, and we will fall away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. So may I encourage you to remain active members of your church and be willing to help out. Make sure you are there, and you'll feel the good from it. Paul is so concerned with what is happening in the world to the point that he is crying over how people are rejecting Jesus. He says in verse 18, for as I have often told you before, and now say it again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. That was what Paul was saying 2,000 years ago. And it is what is happening in Northern Ireland right now. People do not want to have anything to do with church. They don't want to get involved with Christianity. Instead, they want to jump on the bandwagon of whatever is popular in the world today. Paul has previously warned the people about listening to false prophets. And we as a Christian people need to be doing that as well. We need to have compassion on people and gently encourage them along. There are many false gods in this world today. And we have to work. We have our work cut out to be light, to be a light set on a stand, or to be the salt that savors. Everything else that people follow will fail. But we have the promise that is recorded in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What wonderful news to bring into 2020. No matter what the world throws at us, we have that wonderful reassurance. The wise men came and worshipped the baby Jesus, traveling from afar to see him. And we should be recognizing him as Lord of our lives, winning over everything else in this world. This may be the very last time that we all enter into a new year, as none of us know when Jesus will be returning to this earth. We prepare everything that we plan, even if it is only to last for a few hours. Think of the hours spent in preparing for Christmas or for a wedding. The next day, people might comment on how everything went, but then it is forgotten. So why is it then that we are not prepared to take the necessary preparations with our own life so that we will spend all eternity with our Lord and Savior in heaven? Paul says in verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you are a Christian here today, let 2020 be a year when you recommit your life to God, leaning fully on Him, just as Paul did, trusting in Him for guidance, help, and support for the remainder of our lives. And if at this stage you do not know Christ, may 2020 be that special time when you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you. Don't be putting up a barrier, but let Him convince you of your need to know Jesus as your Savior and come alongside with the rest of us and enjoy what Jesus has in store for you. Life will not be a bed of roses, but with God's help, all the difficulties we face will be that much easier. May I wish you all a happy, blessed, and most importantly, a Christ-centered new year. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To hear previous weeks and for more information, go to beaverparish.co.uk/sermons.